This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Let me repeat that. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael's saying, what is this guy? He's gone nuts. Okay.
Well, it's a good way to fill the time.
Yeah, it's the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
How do you spell that?
T-A-L-K.
Wow.
C-O-U-N-T. D-O-W-N. There's a radio in there first, right? R-A-D-I-O. So yeah. It's...
R-A-D-I-O. That sounds good. R-A-D-I-O. You know, it's really funny how long do you think this Talk Radio Countdown Show has been on the air now? About 30 years, 33
yes.
years?
Yeah.
And we've never really fully agreed on how it's spelled. In some places, it's countdown as two words.
It's one word. Yeah, right.
And in other places, talk radio is one word. In other places, it's two words. Let's decide eventually what the name
of
the show
is.
Yeah.
Let's do on social media, at Good Day Networks, or at talkers.com, what do you want this program to be called? How about that?
What if nobody
in
cares?
The meantime?
Well, let's get to the root of the heart of the matter, the root of our reason for being here. And those are the top 10 stories, the people on the list. Things change as we go through the list, as we go through the week. In fact, this is as we have settled in on the issues of the week for, September 18th to the 22nd. One more week and we're kaputsky, beginning of fall, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Kaputsky.
It's Kaputsky. All right.
Is he another one of Putin's enemies?
Putin, yes.
Colonel Kaputsky.
Kaputsky. Right. Actually, he's serving in the Jewish, probably in the Israeli army. Kaputsky, right?
I don't know. Either.
Okay.
All right. Let's go through the top 10 stories. At number 10, we have the Senate dress code and the Lauren Boebert scandal. That's a lovely story. that's an amazing story. At number 9, the Russia-Ukraine war. That's what's so wonderful about this list. You have the Lauren Boebert scandal and the Russian-Ukraine war back-to-back.
I think Lauren Boebert ought to be spend some time with Putin. Maybe she could calm him down a little. It might be
sure.
A stroke
I'm sure. Maybe on the opposite, she might get him so excited he has some type of seizure.
Right.
At number 9, as I said, the Russia-Ukraine war. Number 8, Rupert Murdoch steps down at News Corp and Fox. He's leaving succession. He's well into his 90s, and his son, Lachlan Murdoch, or Lakeland, or Lachlan.
Lachlan. Like the Loch Ness Monster.
Yes, he's now, I hear he's quite different than his father. I hear that he's a different type of guy. This should be very interesting. At number 7, Trump's legal battles tied with the 24 presidential race. That's all one big glob of dialogue. The UAW strike is at 6. The migrant crisis that the United States is dealing with is at number 5. At number 4, the Hunter Biden investigation, and that's tied with the Garland testimony. They're related. And the economy and federal policy at number 3. The Biden impeachment inquiry is at 2. And number 1 is the GOP shutdown battle. The People Survey, John Fetterman's back in the news, and he's tied with Lauren Boebert. At number 9, Vlad...
I'd like to see the two. That would be an interesting event.
It would be.
Mm-hmm.
At number 9, Vladimir Putin and Vladimir Zelensky, they're tied. Ron DeSantis at 8, Sean Fain at number 7, Rudy is at 6, Rupert and Lachlan are at 5. At number 4, Hunter Biden and Merrick Garland. Number 3, Donald Trump. Number 2, Joe Biden. And number 1, Kevin McCarthy. He's at the top of the survey. A lot of talk
Kevin
about
for
him.
President.
He's quite a guy.
Well, he's actually doing a pretty good job at managing the cats. Like, it's like herding cats with that bunch. And I think he's doing, I wasn't that enthused about him at the beginning, but I think he's pretty even-handed. Although, being pushed into that impeachment thing doesn't help his credibility because there's nothing there. Other than that, I mean, you can do impeachment. Look at the amount of time that's been wasted. It's number two this week on the story list. And this is my pejorative for sure. The incredible amount of time and energy being wasted on impeaching this guy. And that goes back through the impeachment trial, or the attempt at Trump, and then all these people over the years. The American public, unless they think that this is fun, and they're willing to pay through their tax dollars for entertainment, because that's really kind of what this is, you're never going to impeach this guy. You're never going to... I would venture to guess that as much as this is tried in the future, you will never again impeach a president because it becomes too complicated, A, and usually there's not a good reason for it, B, it's just become so much rhetoric. It's baloney.
Yeah.
It's salami and pastrami all put together.
We're in a sorry state right now.
Oh, my God.
It really is unfortunate.
Yep. Is it because of guys like Rupert Murdoch? And is that, is he, you know, everybody prays, oh, he's a wonderful, no, he's not. I can't say the word that I'm thinking. I think
you almost said it. I heard it almost come out of your mouth.
I
know you so well. I sensed it was about to fly out into the airwaves, yes, and I was going to have to catch it with my little net.
Yes, you were.
But he is a that.
Yeah, but he's been smart. The other side of it is, look at the fabulous business that this guy created out of nothing when he was in his 20s. He put all of this stuff together in Australia and the newspaper. He was like, I compared him to Richard Branson in a number of ways, because they both started sort of the same way, and they both have had about the same amount of success as they've gone through life, because they're smart. And they take and figure out how to make, they figure out people. That's what they've done. They figure out people. And then, you know, in this circumstance, you take a message and you just keep wailing away at it, and it takes root. And so look at this guy's created a business that started from nothing, owned movie houses, production facilities. I mean, this guy had not just the news media, but all kinds of media wrapped up in his kettle.
People think, you know, it's just Fox. It's the whole News Corp situation. Yeah. Newspapers, major papers, respected papers and not respected papers. The question comes down to the responsibility.
You know, the Wall Street Journal. How many people do you think know that Murdoch's company owns the Wall Street Journal?
Well, you know, I think most people do not know that.
No.
You know, the people that listen to this program know more than most people know.
Because you and I are smart.
I mean, most people don't even know who he is, let alone what influence he's had. But your question of whether he's a good guy or a bad guy, that's a great question. And I'll just say it's a rhetorical question. You know, we could debate that for a long time. And it comes down to, what is the role of the media? What is the responsibility of the media? And how influential can the media be when it plays to the divisions between people, as opposed to trying to play to the commonality between people? There used to be a term, common denominator. There was the lowest common denominator and the highest common denominator. In terms of targeting audiences for readership, listenership, or viewership, you know, what do people have in common? How do we create this mass appeal network or newspaper that reflects an entire city or an entire region? You know, like what USA Today tried to do when it first showed up on the newsstands. And Murdoch pioneered the idea of targeting an audience and telling them how they are different, how they are abused, how they are being persecuted by the others. And we're off to the races with targeted media of divisiveness. And I have to tell you,
it's psychology.
It troubles me deeply every day. I think about the difference between where freedom of speech, the thing that I hold very dear, where it intersects with dangerous speech. And there you go. We're off. As I said, we're off to the races on that one.
Yep. Well, there are plenty of instances where other people have taken his lead. Christopher Ruddy is a good example at Newsmax. Not intellectually what Rupert Murdoch is, but he certainly saw a hole and he's grasped it. But his grasping of the hole is filling the void that was created by the Murdochs walking away from Trump, in essence. And so, I mean, he's been smart enough to figure out how to monetize that, and that's really kind of what that's all about. Except as a different, it's a heavier hammer. Ailes, in my mind, Roger Ailes, who was kin in many respects to Rupert Murdoch, he understood the same thing. He understood how to take, you know, like blondes and and put them on Fox News, and how'd that attract more attention? What they said wasn't as important as how they looked. And, you know, I mean, that's all sort of entered into how the things become successful. And people say, what are you talking about? Fox is about the news. No, it's not. Fox is about making money. And making money is easier when you have blonde bimbos delivering the news. And that's, I mean, I can go on that, but maybe I shouldn't.
I am your audience. I'm listening. It's very interesting.
We need to talk.
I mean, you know. I get what you're saying is interesting from the standpoint that how news people look has always been a major factor. I mean, maybe Roger Ailes brought it to a new height, and perhaps some of the women that worked at Fox have a beef when it comes to the Me Too movement and all of that. There's a high incidence of that type of complaint, but. Anchors have been judged on their appearance, and jokes have been made about that for years.
Well, female anchors have. You know, you see that scrutiny being aimed at Huntley and Brinkley or Walter Cronkite.
Good point.
Or Howard K. Smith. All right, 18 after. This is the countdown.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place. Nothing is
don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Doug Steffen here with a reminder about that fabulous opportunity I've been talking about for a couple of months where you can get 2 free nights in Las Vegas, and all you have to do is dial up this number, 800-419-DOUG. That happens to spell Doug, and you can spell it out with using the numbers 3684. So if it's easier for you, 800-419-3684, call that number right now and be one of the first 10 to get in, and you'll be on your way to having a great time. Couple of free nights, yours, in Las Vegas, by dialing 800-419-DOUG. What could be simpler? There's no contest involved here. It's just fun. Nobody's going to ask you for your name, your date of birth, all that stuff. Nope. Just anticipate fun. 541 Travels has put this deal together, so latch on to that and them by dialing 800-419-DOUG. That's 800-419-3684.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Back on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, I'm Doug Steffen here with Michael Harrison, who is the editor and publisher. Imagine having those two gigantic responsibilities. And he also sings in Gun Hill Road. Can you imagine how this man even approaches trying to sleep at night? It's amazing.
it's funny going around having people say, "You're that Michael Harrison, too?
You're him?" Right, exactly. All right, I want to talk about Lauren Boebert just because it's fun.
She's a fun gal.
Well, you know, I don't know whether to feel sorry for her. As you can imagine, we had a few moments of enjoyment talking about what happened in that event that last weekend, where her breasts were fondled by her boyfriend, and then she decided to return the favor with his genitals being the target of her affection. And the girls, this is a performance that a lot of families are at. "Mommy, Mommy, why is that lady patting her friend on his leg?" Yeah, or whatever else went on there. And it just, I mean, you know that it's the subject of the late night shows and the jokes and yada, yada, yada. Do we feel sorry for her? I've never thought she was anything special at all. I think she fits into the same category as Marjorie Taylor Greene, AOC, and the woman who I so disrespect because she's not worthy of my respect in my mind. And then people say, "Well, they're all women. Aren't there any men on your list?" Yeah, plenty of them, starting with Gates. But, I mean, I guess the question is, how do these people get voted in? What's going on with the electorate that they find these people attractive and they want to vote for them? Is that the question?
Yeah, because they don't know the difference between a popularity contest or a, you know,
who's qualified contest?
Who's qualified versus who's interesting or who tells it like it is or whom they identify with in terms of their own lifestyle. Or
they buy into the any detraction, whether it's AOC on the left or it's Marjorie Taylor Greene on the right. Mm-hmm. They think it's all political. Oh, the media is out to get them. You know, what happened to Boebert was politically inspired. She was just having a good time. She was celebrating. She was enjoying the show. And the cameras
Who said that?
Her. She said it.
Oh, she said that.
She said it. She her initial defense was that she was being targeted. You know, if you're in politics now, you'd get away with anything because any criticism of you is politically motivated. Mm-hmm. That's the story now.
She changed her tune, though.
Well, she changed her tune when the video came out and showed that she was vaping, that she was nasty, that she gave the finger to the people on the way out, that upper half of her chest was hanging all over the place, and that she was engaged in public sex in a place with children. And this woman preaches family values and godliness.
What a bunch of phonies. They're all
a bunch of phonies.
Yeah, real phonies. All the way up, top to bottom. Yeah. How many? Find us a good congressperson. There are some. Find us a good public servant. There are some.
Yeah, you just don't hear about them.
Because they're good.
They don't get covered in the media. Do you know how many qualified people there are in those positions that you just don't even know exist because they go about doing their business as opposed to looking for media opportunities?
Lauren Boebert sucks all the oxygen out of the room, and it isn't just because she's a vapor. Anyway, so that's probably
she's
enough
a viper.
For her.
A viper and a viper.
All right, 28 past the hour.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib. Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden announced another $325 million aid package for Ukraine yesterday. Zelensky's visit comes at a crucial time for Ukraine as it attempts to get support and secure additional funding for its counteroffensive against Russia. Biden said he approved the next round of U.S. security assistance to Ukraine, including more artillery, more ammunition, more anti-tank weapons, and next week, the first U.S. Abrams tanks will be delivered to Ukraine. India has stopped issuing visas to Canadian citizens amid tensions over the killing of a Sikh separatist on Canadian soil. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau claims Indian government officials may have been responsible. India said the temporary visa ban was due to security threats, disrupting work at its missions in Canada. Tensions flared this week after the Prime Minister claimed India may have been behind Monday's murder. Lance Pry, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
We're back. How about that?
Ready to sing, Michael?
Yep. The talk radio countdown. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen here with an overview of some of the stories, our thoughts about the stories that have been big on News Talk Radio this week. The United Auto Workers are on strike. Well, not all of them. Some of them are on strike. And there are more promises as this program is aired through the weekend. There'll probably be some developments because the automakers say, and they're all together on this, the unions are striking all of the plants of various manufacturers, and the manufacturers say, we're not giving you a 40% raise. The average American is not sympathetic to this because they hear a 40% raise. I'm not getting a 40% raise. I'm not even getting a 4% raise. So these guys are outrageously out of touch, and they fail to grasp what is the practical way to take a run at the what they are desiring. And it brings back into account, into focus, Michael, the unreasonableness and why the union movement has been disdained over the last, 30, 40 years. It was certainly important, and it still is. But when you get down to brass tacks, 40% raise, even though it's like 10% over the next 4 years, et cetera, et cetera. Who's, do you know who's getting a 10% raise? It may be that the cost of living, it hasn't gone up 10%, but it's gone up 5%, 4 or 5%. And so, you know, is this a lot of the money that the companies spent to protect themselves after General Motors went bankrupt, they went back into business, and then the board of directors said, okay, we're going to buy back our stock. So they did. They've spent $20 billion over the last 12 years buying back their stock so they can control it and not have to, you know, worry about whether they're, who's going to control them if they have to go bankrupt again. Anyway, so there's a big PR war. The president of the union is dug in, and the people running the auto, they had, I think they had a negotiating session toward the end of the week, but didn't get him anywhere. So,
well, I mean, there's another point of view on that, and the other point of view is that the unions are not held in disdain, and that they really are necessary for the working people to have any kind of voice, and that the working people have been really under the thumb of management across the board in America for decades, and that without unions, they'd have no chance whatsoever for the average, you know, factory worker, a person who is, you know, considered a blue-collar worker, you know, not red hats, not blue hats, but hard hats. And so I would hesitate to paint unions with such a broad brush that everybody holds them in disdain and that...
No, I wouldn't. If I said that, I shouldn't have said that because I don't think everybody does. But many people do, and in this particular circumstance, because they think that they're asking, well, you go buy a car, look at the prices of the cars. And the company will tell you, the most expensive part is labor. So we've got to do something to curb the cost so that public, the people who want to buy our products can buy them and afford them.
Do you in your heart, because we don't really know, you have to be, you know, we have to sit with accountants for days and weeks and months to figure this thing out. But in terms of the absolute truth, do you think that the high cost of automobiles today is directly attributable to the cost of labor? Do you believe that?
I think labor is the most, never mind just in the car business, but in all of business, labor is the largest portion of costs to operate, paying the help. And that's one of the reasons that the robots have made their way into these auto plants, because they, once you buy them and put them in, they don't cost anything. But that hasn't kept the cost of cars from going down. What it's done is increase the profitability of General Motors, Ford, and after all, that's what they're there for. The CEOs are not there to protect the workers. The CEOs are there to protect the value of the stock. That's
right.
It.
So if the labor unions don't draw the line and go for the throat and try to protect their people, do you think that the corporate culture will be altruistic and say, well, these people have done a great job, let's share some of those profits with them, if they felt that there were no repercussions for not doing so? I mean, can the average...
How do you describe... What's the repercussion? To what are you referring when you say repercussions? What it costs to buy a car? Whether these people have a job? Whether the companies go bankrupt, what's the all kinds
that these
of
people that these people don't have the right to strike, that these people don't have.
Oh, they have the right to strike. Good heavens, that's part of our.
They don't. What I'm saying is, if they didn't have unions holding the line and saying nope, and we need 40%, they'd be totally screwed.
Yeah, be screwed because the companies are not interested in them. They're a tool toward protecting the value of the stock.
They'll probably treat the robots better. They'll probably treat the robots better than they.
They grease them.
Maybe a good business for us to get into now is to start a union for robots.
Yeah, there you go. Yep, start a union.
I just as much as I understand, you know, I've been an entrepreneur. I've run businesses. I've had payrolls to meet for years and years. But I really do respect my workers, and I don't even call them that. I call them my partners, my colleagues.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think that if the American worker is getting a terrible deal on so many different levels, and that doesn't make me a leftist or a Democrat or a socialist. It's just a person who wants to see equity, fairness in the business world.
But how do you determine that in a private business? I'm not going to let somebody look at my books. It's none of their business. But yet I want to pay the people that work for me what they deserve, and B, what I can afford. And there are all different ways of defining that as you look at the various businesses that are around and how they're run, and, you know, what makes up fairness.
Without people necessarily looking at your books, in the average business, in the average situation, if the boss is driving around in a Bentley and the people that work for the boss can't afford, you know, there are no cheap cars anymore. No. You know,
$42,000 the average price for a new car.
I mean, it's self-evident whether or not it's fair based upon.
Okay, let's take that apart a little bit. Without the man who or woman who started the business with an idea and the creative gumption to perhaps borrow a lot of money, put themselves on the line, take a risk. This is what applies often in the development business. I'm learning that now because I'm in it. But I can apply the same thing in the car business. I can apply it to any business. Rupert Murdoch started with nothing. I use him as an example because he's in the news this week, right? He had nothing. He was a newspaper boy. And he decided that he wanted to be in the newspaper business. So he created the atmosphere in which he could work with people, found people to work toward his first goal. And then he had the creative ability to go and imagine what the second goal is. And he had the balsam to do the third goal. And then he kept going and going and going, always putting his capital that he had earned from his first idea on the line. So if you, the unions, for example, own stock in their companies, right? That's part of it. The General Motors Corporation, some of the stock is held by the United Auto Workers. They see the value in keeping the stock at some level that is responsible and respectful because it's good for their members. So the thing that is out of whack here is people saying, well, he's driving a Bentley, why aren't I driving one? Well, because you didn't come up with an idea. You didn't come up, you didn't put your everything on the line to make this work. That's the difference, unless you're a trust fund baby, and then, you know, all bets are off. But if you've worked, I'll use Murdoch again, as hard as he has, like him or not like him, and there would be no Fox, there would be none of that stuff. All those jobs created, all that wealth created, because this guy had the gumption to put it together, and then he found good people to work with. Right? What else?
To a degree. I mean, the line of fairness is what we're questioning. You know, what responsibility does that
entrepreneur
have?
Who decides what's fair? Who decides what's fair?
Each person in their own heart of hearts, based upon an education, has to decide what's fair. But when people don't have a clue as to how a business operates and what the costs are and what the role of a union is and what it was like 200 years ago before there were unions and where it could go now.
Awful. There's
no one person who decides what's fair, but the idea is to have an educated public of people who are basically fair-minded. And for people who are lucky enough to be Rupert Murdoch, lucky enough to live in a system or systems in his case where you are free to do business and to use the public roads and to use the public airwaves and to use the public resources and all of the other things that are part of the commonwealth of a people. Well, I think that there has to be some mitigating factor that they can't just take advantage of people who don't have
absolutely
the God-given ability to start a business.
Yep, but they're needed in the business to continue to make the business successful.
Correct.
That is the measure, if you will, of the need. And so the people who run the companies have the right to say, this is what we are going to pay you because this is what we want to pay you. If you like it, fine. If you don't, we'll replace you with robots and artificial intelligence. Mm-hmm. That's where this is going. That's why the writer's strike is still going on. Plus the fact they have lousy leadership because some of the other strikes that were started have been settled in Los Angeles, but they haven't fixed the writer's strike yet because the SAG strike because the leadership is, they don't have any. It's like they're out to lunch. They don't have any. And that's the problem. If you want to spread that across the entire universe of reality, we don't have any leadership anyplace, no country, and not only our country, but around the world. Point to somebody who's a good leader. Find a good leader. In religion, is the Pope a good leader? I suppose some people would say, yeah. Some people would say, nah, he's not a good leader. And you look around at anything. Sometimes it's objective, sometimes it's subjective, but it really is an issue. All right. So we need to talk about a couple of other things here. We invite people to call 800-419-DOUG for a good time in Las Vegas. Couple of nights. You won't spend them with me, but I can sort of grease the slide for you by getting you to call 800-419-3684 so that you can enjoy with the other nine callers that will call right now talking directly to an operator. They have 10 operators standing by. That's why I say hurry up and get to one of these people right now so that they can bring you through the way. It only takes a couple of minutes to get those free nights in Las Vegas. It takes a little bit of time, a little bit of effort, and you get time in Las Vegas. How about them apples? Two free nights, 800-419-3684.
Adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
All right, 47 at the hour. Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison. I'm in the Talkers.com website looking around and seeing what people are... you have... your own, this is what makes Talkers so unique, because you can take the issues, you can take the whole business and put it into perspective, and you have a lot of different ways of doing it. The printed word, the spoken word, interviews, podcasts, that sort of stuff. So there's all that you would need to know about what's going on here in our, this wonderful business that we call News Talk Radio. You can find it, Talkers. You have an interview this week. I'm looking. I did.
No, this week is there's no new interview this week. There will be next week. Ah. And I was on assignment this week, as they say, and we were unable to to do it all.
So coming up next on the countdown is Steve Wiseman. You are coupling with him to do a webinar for folks that are involved in our business. You want to talk about that for a minute?
Yeah, well, ransomware and other forms of scams are becoming a terrible problem. Mm-hmm. And we're doing a webinar for people in the broadcasting industry how to protect themselves against ransomware, because there have been an increasing number of cases where this ransomware, it's a form of malware, gets into their systems, and then people... say your money or your life, literally. This has been a problem in the business. The whole thing about scams, I got to tell you, and Steve Wiseman is one of the nation's leading experts. We're lucky to have him in our association, as a colleague. But scams are a problem, you know that.
Yeah, they sure are. And we talk about that when Steve is here on the countdown a lot. So that's a great service. Thank you. Check it out if you need to at talkers.com. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen here at 10 before the hour on the countdown.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days.
Yay!
My cycle humps, ready to race to you.
Bum, 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 bum. I think it's one of the greatest television themes that ever was written and produced. What do you say, Chucker?
That's a good one. I would agree. It's very catchy. Very fond memories of this show, no doubt about it.
Yep. All right, so why are we playing it in this moment?
I missed this the other day. Listen to this. This is interesting. September 19th, 1977, an episode of Happy Days airs. It's called Hollywood Part 3, in which Henry Winkler's Fonzie is water skiing, and he jumps over a shark. And that moment on, television executives and critics and people who write about film and TV always use the metaphor, it jumped a shark, and they got that idea from that episode of Happy Days. Now, I think that phrase has been overused, like when they say, oh, like the Sopranos jumped the shark at the end. No, it didn't. Certain shows have, but that was a moment, like, to see Henry Winkler water skiing in his leather jacket jumping over a shark, I think that's a fair analogy. Having said that, that show is still in its prime. It really didn't jump the shark or become not a very good show, I think, until when Ron Howard left, it was a different show. I don't think it was the same quality, but I still loved it. Big fan of Happy Days.
Well, when those things happen, the shows always change. It was like when Juliana Margulies left the Good Wife. You know, it became The Good Fight.
Yes. I'll give you another example. Like Batman and Robin with George Clooney, right? In the beginning of that movie, when Batman and Robin are ice skating, playing hockey against Mr. Freeze, that's what you call a jumping the shark. It becomes so ridiculous, you can't believe what you're watching. So that would be a good example of jumping the shark. That just popped into my head, by the way.
All right, what's coming? We have the Expendables 4 this weekend.
Okay, Expendables 4 this weekend. From what I read, Sylvester Stallone has like 12 minutes of screen time. It really is Jason Statham's movie. Reviews are weak, but from also what I read, if you look at it as like a old school canon B movie, you might get something enjoyable.
Yeah, it's action.
Tracking around a $15 million opening weekend, which is the lowest in the franchise. Having said that, I don't think many people care about this franchise. It feels long in the tooth, but that's just my opinion.
Depends on who's in it. If you get Arnold Schwarzenegger in it and Mel Gibson in it, but they all are not in it. So
No Mel Gibson, no Wesley Snipes, no Antonio Banderas. I like some of the installments in that franchise, though. Next week you got Exorcist Believer, which is tracking around a $30-something million opening weekend. They've cut good trailers. Having said that, Blumhouse and the studio have paid, I think, $300 million for the rights to produce three Exorcist movies. That is a ton of money. I don't know how they're going to get it back. And then the week after that, which is October 13th, the Taylor Swift concert film is tracking huge, possibly $150 million opening weekend. Those ticket prices are high, but still, that is a massive opening weekend for a concert film.
So the next, the Hunger Games, coming back to theaters November 17th, is this a prequel?
There's a prequel with Rachel Ziegler from West Side Story, which is going to continue the franchise. I mean, the first, they made four Hunger Games movies, made a lot of money. That was with Jennifer Lawrence, but this is a prequel, so they go before the events of those movies. Why? Because they still think the Hunger Games franchise has viability. She's an up-and-coming actress. We'll see. It should do fairly well, though.
Right. All right, the studios and the striking writers, Marathon Session, they ended the negotiations. No deal yet.
Mm-hmm. But closer, that's what they're saying.
Yeah, right, the four big Hollywood studios.
Why? But they did this 4 months ago.
Well, they should have, but they didn't because the people in the studio say that they don't have good leadership on the striker side, and the striker side say these people are being unreasonable.
Right.
But at some point in time, this thing has to be the way
it works is the whole idea is to make people sweat and get desperate, right? And that's when deals are met.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, that's the reality.
Well, that's how they negotiate. All these people, Warner Brothers and the people at Discovery, Disney,
but not only the studios and the writers and actors are going to lose. It's the public, the people who want to watch good shows and movies, because we won't have that product because they haven't made it in the last 4 months. That's a big problem.
Yeah, it sure is. People are watching a lot of different things now.
Have a happy day, Doug.
I'm going to have a happy day, and Chucker, you likewise. Thank you very much. Chuck Curry back on Monday with Box Office Totals for us here on the Good Day program. Right now, 59 after. It's Friday. Enjoy the weekend.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.